时候心中有一些比较不知道该怎么办的。
Yeah, things that we don't know what we should do.
啊，比如说这个 PowerPoint 没有节奏感。
For example, the
只有字嘛，对不对
？The PowerPoint has only words but no rhythm.
那当大家节奏唱错的时候，是改还是不改
？So when the rhythm is wrong, hard to change.
改也改不了。
And when we try to change, it still can't.
只有字嘛，哦。
Because all we have are the words.
没有音符。
There's no music notes in there.
所以有时候我很做难的一点。
So there are things that are hard for me.
我知道整个教会的音乐在走下坡。
I know the music of worship is going downhill in the church.
但我们又很难，真的是因为大家用 PowerPoint 习惯了。
So, but we are so used to the PowerPoint.
那这 PowerPoint 里面应该如果有音符更好啊。
So it's better if there are musical notes.Company,
如果音符篇幅就大
，so otherwise the change the variation be great.
工作 PowerPoint 的人就是从头再来，要熟悉啊。
So those people who do the PowerPoint also have to be familiar with the PowerPoint itself.
又要训练一波人这样子做。
So we need to train a group of people to do this.
又要把这个音符给输进去。
Also have to add on the musical notes.
那也许会让我们把这个整个节奏或是音乐啊，整个都比较往上提升一点。
So that we lift up our music and the rhythm.
那有时候我们讲讲，哎呀，其实这样就好了。
Sometimes people say, "This is enough."
但是我觉得蛮亏欠的。
But we feel that we still owe the Lord.
如果我们看历代志的时候，我们就觉得真的是蛮亏欠的。
So if we read the chronicle, we see how much we owe.
历代志里面看到这个大卫在建造整个的歌唱者的时候
，We see that when David was building up the worship team.
圣经上用一句善语。歌唱
Those who are good at music.
那个意思是什么呢？在希伯来的意思是专业。
In Hebrew, it actually means professionals.
他是一个专业。
Those who are professionals.
也就是说，他敬拜神，他要一个专业的。
So to worship God, you need professionals.
那是不是说我们每一个人都不是专业的那种唱歌的人？
How about those who are not about those of us who are not professional singers?
那么这个善于这一个。歌唱的那另一个意思呢
？So the skill in music, what are the meaning of skill in music?
专精
So it means to dedicated or to be fully devoted.
不但是如果不是专业的
，if they are not professionals.
但最起码怎么样，在这一方面怎么样，要努力的去把它完成。
They have to work very hard to complete these things.
努力的没有办法达到那一个程度。
But they labor, but not able to achieve that level.
我们的心意神看重。
But our hearts, God will love.
但是如果没有努力
，But if we don't work hard,
就是认为啊，神大概就是这样子，我就用我最原本的，我最这个原本的声音来唱给神听。
So we think that I'm just going to use my original voice to sing to the Lord.
神就是要我们心灵跟诚实嘛。
But God wants us to worship in truth and spirit.
那不是正确的。
But that's not true.
因为我们的生命里面从称义要成义。
Because our life needs to be from justification to be justified.
同样，我们以前哎这样子唱歌，我觉得不错。但是当我们的生命成长以后
，But as you may think to reflect that we think we sing okay, but as our life grow,
我是不是能够弄得更完美一点？我尽一份心力。
Can I make it more complete as I give my heart to the Lord?
我看到很多以前。在进到教会里面来的时候
，I remember those people who came to church.
啊，以前教会的音乐是高于世界上的流行音乐。
That the music in the church was actually greater than the rock and or the hot trend music in the world.
被喜爱的程度啊。
It's not because the priest it was popular.
我说音乐的它的那个本质。
I was talking about the substance of the quality of the music.
很多人进到教会里面来。
A lot of people came to church.
他们发现到教会的音乐是非常的优美的。
They said that they think that the music is beautiful.
但如此，那个成分很高。
And they said that the quality of the music in church is so very high.
因为在起初教会一进来的时候，我是四部合唱。
So when you come to the church, it's actually four part chorus.
因此，你可以看到，不管是世界上的歌曲
，So you know that whether it's songs of the world,
只要是合唱的团体
，As long as it's a harmony in the group.
80%-90%都从教会出来。
more than 80-90% they came from church.
特别是有和声的。
Especially those who are in harmony.
因为世界的音乐里面，除了说合唱团以外
，So the music in the world besides the chorus.
很少所谓的全体都是用四部的和声。
So rarely they use a four-part chorus to sing.
但是自从有一些的这一个啊简单的音乐进来以后
，But since the simpler music came in.
也许说是世界里面太多的诱惑进来的时候。
Maybe you can consider this as the deception or the enticement from the world.
认为这种比较高端的这个音乐已经不受青睐了。
They think that the higher music level of music is no longer needed.
教会就把这一些比较好的称为这个叫做这个教会的诗班。
So they give the music to the choir only.
那么教会的音乐呢，就在会众的当中就走下坡了。
But among the people, the music level gradually declined.
因为教会并不看重这样子的音乐。
Because the church did not emphasize the music.
这一个是相当可惜。
This is a sad thing.
那如果真的要恢复大卫倒塌的帐幕
，So if you want to go back to the time of David in his tent,
这一些最基本的都要恢复。
All these basic things need to be returned.
但如果只是寻求那一种样式。
So we only seek the form
跳舞赞美
to dance and to sing
那个节奏感比较强的
and those that have more rhythm in the worship
如果是趋近于这样
if they only seek this
那绝对不是真正的复兴
is that true revival
因为原本的那一个本质不见了
because the original meaning is gone
就是说我们要学习更好的这个声音更好的这一个更准确的来侍奉神
Meaning that we need to sing better, need to sing more in tune to worship God.
但是因为教会疏于教导了，慢慢这一些呢，对基督徒呢，并不是看重了。
Because the church neglected to teach, therefore the Christians didn't think that it was important.
慢慢就被认为那不是成长当中必须要的。
So they feel that in their growth, these things were not necessary.
以至于呢，现在很多基督徒啊，不太会看五线谱。
To the point that even Christians now do not know how to read music.
如果在三十年前，你看看进到教会不看五线谱的有几个
？So if you think about it, 30-40 years ago, those people went to church. How many did not know how to read the music?
受洗得救以后呢，一进来的时候还要教五线谱。
So after they've been baptized and baptized, they have to learn to read the music.
看圣经。
Have to read the Bible.
怎么样读圣经
？And how to read the Bible?
文盲的怎么办
？How about those who are
教会用罗马字把它拼起来念出来
？The use of Roman.Of sounds, Roman letters to make it sound that they can understand.
但我们可能说现在的社会的引诱力太大了。
But because of the power of the society is so great.
以前家里没电视嘛。
Because before there was no TV.
那这个吃饱饭就不知道干嘛了。
So they didn't know what to do after they finished.
到教会学这个五线谱也不错。
So they would come to church and learn the music.
免费嘛。
Because it was free.
我告诉你，不是这样的因素。
I tell you that's the reason. That's the reason.
是有一个渴慕的心。
It's because of the heart that thirsts.
你要写那罗马字把它念出来还不太容易。
To read the Bible in the Roman letters is not easy.
虽然比任何的语言都简单。
Even though it was easier to learn than other
languages. 但是那也得花上时间。
But they needed to spend time to do it.
他们把这个念出来以后，哎，就知道哦，这个圣经原来是这个意思。
Then they could understand the meaning of the Bible.
是个拼音，不是个字。
So it was just only used in pronunciation, not actual words.
那他们在读的时候就被神的灵感动。
As they were reading, they were moved by the Spirit of the Lord.
最起码他们尽上了这份心力。
At least they offered this their part this way.
可能我们最近这个几年几十年来这个事情太繁杂。
Maybe in the past few decades, things have become so complicated.
要做的工作也太多了
And there are too many things to do
以至于呢我们对于神要敬拜神的这一些方式呢
To the point that the way to worship the Lord
我们也慢慢用科技
And become more technological
如果科技能够带给我们更大的敬畏神那更好
Of course if technology can help us to fear the Lord more it would be good
如果放录音带我们可以跟着唱那更好
If we can use aTape, music tapes to sing to worship the Lord is better.
有一次我看到在这个庙里面啊经过的时候
One time I I was passing through and saw it in the temple of idols.
他念经已经改用录音带了。
They don't no longer re-chant, but they use music tapes.
我很怕我们哪一天呢，唱诗也改用录音带。
I'm afraid one day when we sing hymns also would use tape music tapes. 现
在录音带可能听不太懂 ，MP3、MP4 啊。
Maybe it's MP3, MP4.
啊，这样子该啊，他们唱就我就敬拜了啊。
So because the music is playing, they will just worship.
难道我们也不开口了
？No longer we don't open our mouth.
也不张口了
，we just keep our mouth shut.
祷告呢，我们就弄一个祷告词比较完美的那个祷告的 MP4.
Maybe we should use also tape like MP4 to.
我们看看人家在里面敬拜，我们也跟着敬拜。
To play music or to worship, we'll just worship with them without opening our mouth.
我们没有办法，就是独处在神的面前的时候开始，不用没有这些东西，我们也可以好好敬拜。
But we should be able to worship really well even without these things.
如果科技可以给我们带来更大的亲近神，那是好的。
If the technology can help us to draw near to God, that's good.
敬畏神的心更加的纯正，那是好的。
But if the fear of the Lord is even more pure, it's better.
那如果是把我们变成一种依赖的习惯的时候，那是不好的。
But if it help us to become dependent,
我们来看历代志上第一章。
Let's open to the First Chronicle chapter 1.
我们会把每一章每一章的重点稍微的提过去。
We'll mention the main points of each chapter one by one.
历代跟列王不太一样。
The Chronicles are different from the Kings.
历代是从亚当开始。
The Chronicles start with Adam.
列王是从扫罗王开始。
But the Kings start with King Saul.
历代至上第一章第一节，亚当生赛特，赛特生以挪士。
So here in chapter 1 verse 1, Adam, Seth, Enosh.
这是一个生命的传承。
This is the passing of life.
圣经一开始在这一个历代的时候就告诉我们那一种信心的传递。
So in the first chronicle, the Bible tells us this is the passing on of faith.
生。
To be born.
不是生了死了。
It's not to be born and to die.
生这叫做传递。
To be born means to pass on.
那生命的一种传递，也就是信心的传递。
So the passing of life is also the passing on of faith.
这一整个的历代志给我们看到信心的一种传递。
So in the chronicle, we see the passing on of faith.
我们在教会里面也要产生一种信心的传递。
So in our church, you also need to have passing on of faith.
第二章
，in chapter two,
第一节，以色列的儿子是流便、西缅、利未、犹大、以撒加、西布伦。
So here in chapter 2, verse 1, these were the sons of Israel, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar,
Zebulun.
Especially talking about the sons of
Israel. 那么我们如果往历代志下第二章开始看的时候，
If we start from chapter 2 of verse Chronicles,
他讲到尔的生平，
He talked about the son of Ur.
记载的在耶和华眼中看为恶，耶和华就使他死。
So Judah's firstborn was wicked in the Lord's sight, so the Lord put him to death.
很果断、很公正的判断。
It truly is righteous judgment.
讲到亚干
，We're talking about Achan.
在当面的物上犯罪，连累了以色列人。
But because of he violated the ban on devoted things, he caused harm to Israel.
这些的话非常的简单。
These words seem to be simple.
盖过了他的生平。
But it covered his life.
亚干的犯罪，这个罪产生的影响。
But because the sin from Achan, it affected others.
所以罪会产生一些影响。
So sin will bring problems.
不是所谓的这一个罪的传递。
It's not so much the sin being passed on.
如果一个父亲犯了罪，
If a father sins,
他被抓去关了，
And he is locked up in jail.
可能本来是父亲都是在这个家计上主要的主轴。
Because the father usually is the center of the household.
啊，或许是父母亲都一直在工作。
Or maybe the parents are working.
那父亲突然被抓去关了。
If the father being locked up suddenly.
剩下母亲工作。
And only the mother is left to work.
家里的生计当然会受影响。
Of course, the lives in the household will be affected.
那么其他的同学到学校里面，可能同学如果知道的话，也会指指点点。
Of course, if their school friends also know about it, they will.
那不代表父亲的罪就传递到儿子的身上。
But it doesn't mean the sins of father is comes upon the child.
只不过父亲所犯的罪的产生的一些问题会影响到这一个家庭。
But because of the sin, the problem that are brought by the sin will affect the family.
在解释亚干罪的时候，跟罪的那种传递是不一样的。
So the here explaining Achan's sin is different than passing on the sin.
第三章
in chapter 3,
第一节，大卫在希伯伦所生的儿子记在下面。
So verse 1, these were the sons of David born to him in Hebron.
这里面讲到是大卫的儿子。
You're talking about the sons of David.
大卫的儿子对我们来讲好像很遥远。
So sons of David seems like it's a general term.
但大卫的儿子呢，这个意思呢，给我们看到我们也会被称为神的儿子。
So by whom we see sons of David, we make it seem that we also may be called the sons of God.
为什么大卫的儿子会成为神的儿子呢？
Why would sons of David become the sons of God?
我们知道这个是先知特别预言下来的。
Because this was prophesied specially by the prophet.
也是神特别的一个计划跟安排。
Also, it's God's special plan and arrangement.
耶稣基督的家谱里面就讲到亚伯拉罕这个大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Because in the genealogy of Jesus, they talk about son of David.
那么因为有耶稣基督，
but because of Jesus Christ,
我们成为神的儿女。
That we become the sons of God.
所以当你看到大卫的儿子的时候，
so when you see sons of David,
可以想到新约里面耶稣基督的诞生。
You can see the birth of Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
因为耶稣基督的诞生为我们定死在十字架，我们成为神的儿子。
But because of birth and die on the cross for us, so we become the sons and daughters of God.
那么在这一个过程，在第三章里面讲到很特别的。
But this process in chapter 3 is something very special here.
也就是整个从大卫一开始，一到所罗门。
It starts with David until time of Solomon.
我们最近把列王记上看完了。
We finally finished the.
上下我们都看完了。
We finished the king.
我们知道大卫生所罗门。
We knew that David gave birth to.
那么在历代志
born to Solomon.
历代志上第三章里面讲到整个这个王的结构。
In chapter 3, it talks about the structure of the royal kingdom.
对，历代志上我们第三章我们好好的去看的时候，我们会看到有七个好王。
So in chapter 3, we see that there are seven good kings.
八个坏王。
And eight.Evil kings.
那么这个好王生出来的孩子
，and the kings and the sons born to the
有好儿子
，are also good sons.
有一个，这也有坏王生出好儿子
，but there are also good sons that are born to evil kings.
当然也有好王生出坏儿子
，of course there are evil sons that are born to good kings.
你把这几组这样把它编列起来
，so you arrange all these.Genealogy this way.
你对于这整个这一个列王，你就非常的清楚。
Then you quite understand the kings.
那么这一个呢，当然是讲南国的王，北国没有一个好王。
Of course, he's talking about the kings of Judah, not talking about the kings of Israel.
不用去对比了啊。
So there's no need to compare.
都生出来的就是坏王。
Because those born in the northern kingdom were
not. 没有一个照耶和华的话语去做。
None did according to the word of commands of the Lord.
这个呢，就是我们看到是南国的王。
So this is what we see in the kings of southern kingdom.
从所罗门以后，这个罗伯安，这个以后的这个南国的王。
So the king after Solomon and Jeroboam.
可以分成这个整个四组里面，我们来看。
So we can see there are four tribes.
好王生出好儿子。
The good kings give have a good sons to follow them.
这个坏王生出坏儿子。
And the evil sons were born to the evil king.
还有这一个好王生出不好的儿子。
And also, evil sons born to the king.
第一个就是所罗门生出罗伯安嘛。
So the first one was Rehoboam to Solomon.
然后什么？这个坏王生出好儿子。
And then is a good sons to evil king.
亚比亚生出亚撒来。
So of course, Abia his son.
把他去做一些对比。
So we can use this in contrast.
有时候我们在读这列王记的时候，哎呀，什么人生，什么什么什么生，好像就读过就算了。
So it seems that if we read these chronicles, it's just a list of names.
如果你在列王记上下的时候看到这一个是好王，你把它圈起来，他生出哪一个孩子是坏的。
But if you look in the second chronicle, see which king is good and which son is good.
南国里面我们可以把它分成四组。
So in the southern kingdom, you can divide it into four groups.
好王生出好儿子。
That is good son born to good kings.
坏王生出坏儿子。
No, evil son born to evil kings.
第三组，好王生出坏儿子。
So third group, evil son born to good kings.
坏王生出好儿子。
And the fourth group, good sons born to evil kings.
他的儿子都是王嘛、
哦、Of course, their sons were all kings.
这样的情况下，你把它分成四组，你就看列王记上下，你就以后你再读一遍的时候啊，你就更清楚了。
So after you made this division, next time you read the kings, it'll become more clear to you.
看一遍的时候，最起码都有成长嘛，对不对
？So every year you read it, you should have some growth in your reading.
我们最近在读这个历代的时候呢。把这样子的后一直都会读到这些王，你把它分组，把它编列。
So as we read through the chronicle, you see the kings and their sons, you should be able to arrange them.
第四章
，In chapter four，
我们知道第四章里面，在整个的家谱里面，突然间冒出一个亚比斯来。
So all of this, genealogy all of a sudden, Jabez was mentioned.
啊，因此这样，我觉得他真的很尊贵。
That's why, because this, I thought he was very honorable.
父亲不见金传。
And the father did not see the, get the,
兄弟的名字不出现。
And the brother's, his father's name was not mentioned, and the father's name was not mentioned. Only him was mentioned.
那当然尊贵了。
Of course he's honorable.
那他尊贵从哪里来？
But where did his honor come from?
他母亲生他的时候甚为痛苦。
But when his mother gave him birth, it was in pain.
我们一定要很清楚。
We must be very clear.
在苦难当中磨练。
So that they be trained in adversity.
他还可以向神祷。
He was able to pray to God.
我们今天要的可能是亚比斯祷告的后半段。
What we really seek usually are the second half of Jabez's prayer.
前面那一段经历的一些苦难，我们不太想要。
But the parts about adversity, really, we don't want.
这个梅花，当它开始在整个的产生香气的时候
，Before the rose gave us its fragrance,
要多冷的时候
，It needs to be chilled.
那在苦难的熬炼当中，它才产生那种香气来。
So, but through this chilling and the cool, the adversity that it can bring out fragrance.
所以我们在读亚比斯的时候，他的母亲，我生他甚是痛苦。
So that's why here talk about Jabez was born, given birth by his mother in pain.
痛苦产生的尊贵。
And that because of the pain produced honor.
这一个是圣经里面的一条路。
This is a path in the Bible.
那神要我们痛苦吗
？Does God want us to be in pain？
不是的。
No。
当我们看到受到尊贵的时候
，So we talk about honor。
我们会认为过去经历的那个痛苦是一个让我们成长的一个必经的阶段。
We will see the past adversity that we pass through was something for us to learn and mature。
当下在运行的时候觉得很苦。
Of course, doing it was very miserable。
事后觉得那是甘甜。
But at the end, it will be bittersweet.
那当然，事后产生尊贵的时候，你就分不清楚前面的痛苦了。
But of course, you just put the honor together, you don't know the bitterness that was before.
你也会感受到那一个痛苦是你现在尊贵的一个根源。
So you see that the pain is also the source of your honor.
也许会让我们更加的保守我们现在的这个位分。
I mean, we will regard more of what we are experiencing right now.
第五章二十五节
，Chapter 5 verse 15.
他们得罪了他们的列祖神的神，随从那地之名的神行邪淫，这名就是神在他面前所歼灭的、除灭的。第五章二十五节
，Chapter 5 verse 25.
这个表示说，当时呢，他们的。所有的以色列人已经呢进入了这一个啊行邪术里面。
Meaning that the people of Israel already gone into divination.
啊，在整个以色列的人当中。
So among the Israelites.
我们总认为以色列所信的是独一真神。
We always thought that the Israel believed in the one true God.
是他们所信的是独一真神。
Yes, they believe in one and only true God.
但我们看到他们也。信其他的神
，But we saw that they also believe other gods.
那么他们独一的真神
，But they're one and only
跟其他的神
，and other gods
其实是有冲突的
，are actually in conflict.
但是在他们的理念的当中
，But in their thinking
就把它合理化
，and combine them together.
也许他是这个我们的神是最高的神之一啦
，Maybe our God is the highest.
其他还有一些小神嘛
，Then there are the lesser gods.
人就会有这种自己创造的能力。
And men have this kind of thinking in their.
那因为那一些都有产生一些能量。
Because that they all produce some kind of power.
或是为神行一些小小的神迹。
They will experience little miracles.
那当然他们也是神啊。
Of course they are gods.
在一些彷徨无措的时候呢，都不得罪。
So when things are going well, they did not have any problem.
其实他得罪了最大的神。
But they didn't know they were sinning against God.
耶稣这神在十诫里面就告诉他们，除了我以外。
So that's why God told them in the Ten Commandments, besides me, there's no other.
那不是神。
No other God besides me.
其他那是人想象创造出来的偶像。
All were idols created by man or imagined by man.
那么这一些呢，都让以色列人呢，他们呢不真正的敬畏耶和华。
So that these things make,
不单是北国。
Make them not fear the Lord, not only the northern kingdom.
南国有部分的时候的时间也是如此。
And same thing happened to southern kingdom in parts of history.
那你想看，
history.
在将近三千年前都这样了。
Imagine 3,000 years ago, it was like this.
到了耶稣基督的时候，两千年前也是这样。
Even when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, it was like this.
基本上归回了。
In principle, they returned.
有带来一阵的复兴。
There was some periods of revival.
但是又有多少对于神的真诚？
But how many people truly have sincerity toward God?
你想想看，到现在的以色列人，他们又有多少真呢？
So think about the Israelites today. How many truly?
难怪保罗会在旅行布道的时候
No wonder when Paul was in his missionary trips
一段话我们才是真的以色列人
That he said we are the true Israelites
相信耶稣基督
Who believe in Jesus Christ
相信神计划安排的人真是以色列人
So those who believe in the plan and arrangement of God are the Israelites
也就是神所拣选的
In other words those are the chosen by God
神所生出来
They were born of God
在旧约的历史里面，神拣选了一个民族，叫做犹太民族。
So God in the Old Testament, God chose a tribe, the Jews.
因着雅各改名的叫以色列。
So because Jacob changed to Israel.
这个是要让我们看到什么叫做神所拣选。
This is us for us to see what is meant by chosen by God.
也让我们看到神他的公义跟他的慈爱及他的属性。
We also see God's righteousness in it.And his love and his nature.
直到我们这一个相信耶稣基督是神所安排的人。
For those who goes until the time,
我们
for us, we believe in Jesus Christ.
才真正的从创世以前被他拣选的那一个族类。
Then we are truly the people chosen before the time began.
以色列只不过在地上神所拣选的族类。
So Israelites are the people chosen on earth by God.
这只是在短暂的历史的当中给我们看到的。
This is only the temporary, a short time in the history.
在永恒的世界里的永生当中，我们是被拣选的族类。
By eternity, we are the tribe as chosen.
保罗说，我们真是真的，我们是真的犹太人。
We are true Jews.
真的被拣选的意思。
Meaning truly chosen.
所以，当我们如果没有这个好好的在神的面前敬畏的时候
，So we don't truly worship before the Lord.
在地上，神所拣选的都会被弃绝。
And those on the earth that are chosen will be rejected.
在永生的国度里头，我们也是一样要努力进去。
So in the eternal kingdom, we also have to
enter. 第六章我们看到
，In chapter 6, when you see
这一个暗南的儿子亚伦、摩西，还有女儿米利暗。
So we see the Amram's children, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam.
你看到这里把这一个神所重用的人哦，都摆在一起。
So those are used heavily by the Lord were put together here in their names.
这个不再分谁神比较重用哪一个。
It doesn't distinguish who is used more.
当然，神在那一个阶段里面是怎么样，是跟摩西里面有一个很直接的关系。
So during that time, God has a personal relationship with Moses.
但是从神的历史里面再来观看的时候
，But from God's history,
这一些人都是神所重用的。
These are people heavily used by the Lord.
因为现在不在读某这个执行某一些事情。
Because right now they were doing things.
所以在宏观的里面来看。
So from the whole history.
那个时候的地位是摩西比较重。
At that time, Moses had higher positions.
那么现在这个宏观的角度里面，每一个的地位是相同的。
But in all the ministry right now in all the ministries, they all serve.
都是神的器皿神。重用的仆人
They were all instruments of God and the servants of God
在第六章里面在旧约里面给我们看到了用了一个米利暗
So in chapter 6 in the Old Testament we see that Miriam was used
这个呢就告诉我们说神在运用上面呢这个女孩子呢并不是被轻看的
So we see that how when God used vessels, the women was not despised.
姐妹一样是可以被神重用。
Sister also can be used greatly by the Lord.
旧约是如此，新约是如此。
In the Old Testament, New Testament same as Old Testament.
现代更当是如此。
Of course, this present generation is the same.
第七章我们看到
，In chapter 7, 便
雅悯的儿子。
The son of Benjamin.
为什么他第七章里面特别把便雅悯的儿子拿出来呢
？So I specially mentioned the sons of Benjamin.
这个便雅悯是最小的一个孩子。
The Benjamin was the youngest.
最小的竟然能够出一个王。
Even able to have a king come out the youngest.
保罗说：“我们便雅悯支派在整个的以色列当中不是最小的吗
？”Paul said once, "We are the Benjamites, the smallest in the tribes of Israel."
应该从更多的人里面选出王。如果这样民主这样。号召力才大嘛
So they should be able to call a kings out of the biggest group so they have the more selection.
如果能够从这一个啊这一个以法莲啊应该是长子嘛
Because Ephraim should have been the firstborn.
马拉西嘛
And Manasseh.
因为长子已经被这个啊这个啊约瑟代替了
Because Joseph took over the firstborn.
那么应该从长子这个代替里面的马拉西跟变这个啊这个以法莲身上产出来
So they should have kings from Ephraim and Manasseh
人比较多大家也比较幸福嘛
Because there are more people and so people be happier
怎么从我这个便雅悯呢
Why come from Benjamin
那很可惜神本来拣选便雅悯这一个扫罗起来当王
And sadly God chose a Saul from Benjamin
如果他遵照神的话语他的子子孙孙也可以当王
And if he had obeyed the Lord his descendant would continue on
正如大卫的子孙一样
Just like the sons of David
但是呢我们就看到这个王从便雅悯转到犹大
But we saw that the kings the sons turned to from Benjamin to Judah 并
不是神忘记了这个最小的支派
It's not like God forgot this smallest tribe
所以有时候我们这一个啊觉得自己很自微小的时候
So when we think we ourselves are small
你自己觉得很微小神也不见得把你放在旁边
God will not necessarily put you aside.
便雅悯就让我们看到神数点那最微小的。
So we see from Benjamin that God even cared for the smallest tribe.
对，第八章里面讲到便雅悯的家谱。
So in chapter it talk about genealogy of Benjamin.
将近用到这一个啊，整个的一个篇幅来讲到这个便雅悯。
And you take a whole chapter to talk about the genealogy of Benjamin. In chapter 9,
以色列人都按家谱计算，写在以色列诸王地上。
All Israel was listed in a genealogy recorded in the book of the kings of Israel.
犹大人因犯罪就被掳到巴比伦。
But because of the sins of Judah, they were taken captive to Babylon.
这一段话语里面讲到神是光。
It talk about God as light.
让我们看到罪无容遁形。
We see that sin also will continue to.
在计算里面，因为犹大人犯罪就被掳到巴比伦。
But because of the sins of Judah, they also became captives.
神使我们看见这个罪的可怕。
We see the terribleness of sin.
神要我们回转归向他。
God wants us to turn back to Him.
因此70年的归回也是要让以色列人真实的归回。
So the return after 70 years of captivity is also Israel.
都给我们成为一个很重要历史的一个见解。
This is a warning to us from history.
第九章里面还特别讲到利未人。
In chapter 9, it's talking about the Levites.
利未人的一些职分
And their works.
28节里面利未人中管理使用器皿的
So in verse 28, some of them were in charge of the article used in the temple service.
按着数目拿出拿入
They counted them when they were brought in and when they were brought out.
表示呢在整个的啊这一个生命的当中
So meaning that in the lives.
侍奉的一个果效
The effect of their service.
入跟出
In and out.
神给我们有一个管理的权柄。
God gave us authority to be in charge.
因此，如何在我们的生命当中敬畏神
？So in our life, how we can fear the Lord.
利未人的职责，也就是我们现在的职责。
So the responsibility of Levites are our responsibilities.
到了第十章，给我们看到13节，这样扫罗死了。
So in chapter 10, verse 13, here Saul died.
便雅悯显出来的这一个神所便雅悯显出来的一个王扫罗
The king came out of Benjamin that was chosen
讲到几点因他干犯耶和华
He talked several points about him here because he was unfaithful
干犯耶和华呢
How was he unfaithful
这里面讲到三点
three points.
第一个，没有遵照耶和华的命。
One, he did not keep the word of the Lord.
第二，他交鬼。
Second, he consulted a medium.
不但交鬼，他没有去求问耶和华。
Not only he consulted a medium, he did not inquire of the Lord.
对，第一个，他又因求问交鬼的妇人。
But because he consulted a woman who was a medium,
产生的一个问题是他没有求问耶和华。
It led to the problem that he did not inquire of the Lord.
他哪里没有遵守神的道路呢？
So where he did not obey the path of the Lord.
当然从他一开始不遵守神的这个所讲下来的这个献祭的问题，
He did not obey the words of offering.
带来他持续的怎么样，也没有处决亚摩利人。
Because he did not get rid of the Ammonites.
当然他再来就是他这一个交鬼。
Of course then he consulted the medium.
那么他逼迫大卫。
And then he persecuted David.
他也没有问耶和华为什么大卫做王。
He didn't inquire of the Lord why David would become king.
他不求问耶和华。
He did not inquire of the Lord.
他凭他个人的喜好做事了。
He did as he willed.
这个是第十章给我们看到。
This is what we see in chapter 10.
第十一章当然大卫兴起在希伯伦。
In chapter 11, of course, David was raised.
我们原是你的骨肉。
And we are your own flesh and blood.
这里面给我们看到大卫接受王，他的血统，他的历史，在宗教上都是合乎神的心意的。
So in his succession as king, according to his genealogy, flesh and blood, it was according to the mind of the Lord too.
历代志上十二章里面讲到大卫的一些事迹。
So in chapter 12, we talk about some of the exploits of King David.
那么这一些人他们一心立大卫为王。
So they were all in one mind to raise him as king, to help him become king.
不要忘了这一心是从神来的。
Don't forget this one unity, this unity is from God.
并不是大卫有多大的能力。
It's not that David has such power.
十三章里面我们看到大卫为神大发热心。
In chapter 13, we saw that David had great zeal for the Lord.
却没有按着神的话语而行。
But did not do according to the words of the Lord.
因此呢，击杀了亚乌撒。
So, of course, Uzzah was killed.
心里就在那个地方愁烦。
So, of course, his heart was up.
从那日起大卫惧怕神，说耶柜怎么可以运到我这里来。
From then on David was afraid of God and asked how ever I bring the ark back to me.
但是看见了这一个这个耶柜呢的祝福。
But when he saw the blessing of the ark,
再一次从神的话语去看见。
He went from the word of God and saw,
按着神的话把耶柜抬进来。
And he brought the ark back according to the word of the Lord.
十四章看到大卫寻求耶和华。
In chapter 14, we saw that David sought the Lord.
攻打以色列人，神他给他一个很特别的印记，桑树在这个也在树梢上有声音的时候，脚步的声。
God gave him a special sign when he was fighting the Philistines. When you hear the marching or the sound about the balsam trees.
不但如此，十五章里面让我们看到大卫为耶和华建造会幕。
In chapter 15, we also see that David constructed the temple for the Lord, a place for the Lord.
大卫的帐幕。
And became the temple of David.
这一些呢，都让我们看到大卫对神的一个敬拜。
We see the David's worship to God.
不但设立了帐幕，又教训人歌唱。
Not only he built the tent, but also taught people to sing.
我们来读15章22节。
This reads verse 22.
利未人的族长基拿尼亚是歌唱人的首领。
Kenaniah, the head of Levi, was in charge of the
singing. 又教训人歌唱。
And that was his responsibility. He was skilled in it.
因为他精通此事。
Because he was skillful at it.
我们要怎么样？要学习歌唱。
So we need to learn to sing.
我们要被训练成歌唱。
We need to be trained to sing.
这才是恢复大卫倒塌的帐幕。
This is how we should return to the tent of David.
十六章我们看到大卫派利未人去看守整个的这个大卫的帐幕。
So in chapter 16 we saw that he appointed the Levites to minister before the ark.
并且谈论耶和华奇妙的作为。
So they have not only have to sing, but also declare the wonders of God.
十七章里面讲到二十三节，耶和华你所应许仆人和仆人家的话。
In chapter 17, verse 23, now Lord, let the promise you made according to
your servant, 坚定直到永远。
And it shall be established forever.
照你所说的而行。
Do as you promised.
照神所说的。
Just as God promised.
神的名必永远坚立。
That his name will be great forever.
而我们信靠他的也不至于羞耻。
And those who trust in him will not be put to shame.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你恩待我们。
Heavenly Father, may you show favor.
让我们从你的教训。
From your teaching.
从你的历史里面看见。
From your history that we see.
你是行奇事的神。
You are God who does wonders.
让我们依靠你。
It's a trust in you.
让我们更有从你来的信心。
Let us have faith more from you.
仰望你。
And to look up to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.